It was the last big piece of the pie, the University of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, the last bastion of big-time football independence. And though last week's move to the Atlantic Coast Conference does not include football, Notre Dame threw the ACC a bone anyway by promising to play five of its football games each year against ACC schools. That means Wake Forest, Carolina State fans, the Irish, will be playing at BB&T Field, Keenan, and Carter-Finley once every six seasons. Not quite every other year, but not much worse than an opponent from the other division. Naturally, there is both hue and cry from those people upset that the ACC let Notre Dame into the conference without making the Irish come in all sports. But Notre Dame isn't about to give up its football independence while it's still making all of that money from NBC, which televises all of the Irish's home games. That contract runs through 2015. When it's up, we'll see what kind of offer NBC makes to the Irish. Currently, the network pays a reported $15 million a year. ACC schools reportedly get $17 million. Apparently that extra $2 million is not enough to get the Irish to give up their independence. But who knows what TV ratings will be in 3 years. Maybe if a renegotiated ACC deal is worth a mil or two more, and NBC doesn't sweeten Notre Dame's deal, the Irish would have a change of heart. Another thing you'll hear the naysayers say, Notre Dame isn't relevant in football. But relevance is relative. Notre Dame, and especially Notre Dame football, are national names and national brands. It doesn't matter if they are deserving of the hype, they get it anyway. If NBC didn't think the Irish worthy of $15 million a year, the network wouldn't pay it. And though they may not have the same cachet as Notre Dame football, some of the Irish's other programs are pretty darn good too. Men's basketball, five NCAA tournament appearances in the last 6 years, though I will concede they haven't made the Sweet 16 in 10 seasons. Women's basketball, the Irish have played in the national championship game each of the last two seasons. Plus, their coach's first name is Muffet. The women's soccer team has won two national titles in the last 10 years. The men's lacrosse team has made the Final Four twice in the last 11 years. And since you asked, the Irish fencing team has won four national championships in the last 18 years. In all, Notre Dame adds a lot to the ACC in what is not solely an athletic move. The university's academic standards for athletes are on a par with the ACC's elite academic schools, and the respect for tradition in South Bend fits in very well with the ACC's old line schools. In the end, both sides sacrificed here, and the result is a win-win-win. A win for the ACC, a win for Notre Dame, and a win for the fans. Can't wait for my first trip to South Bend in November. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.